In the past, they taught us right from wrong, potty trained us, and comforted us when we lost our very first tooth. In the present, they're our biggest cheerleaders, supporters, and mentors. In the future, well, they're stuck with us. They're, of course, our National FFA officers' families and are the people that we get to celebrate next. We would like to take some time to introduce to you the people, our families, who have made us the individuals we are today and have shown us what it means to believe in what is right, others, and ourselves. As we recognize our families, take some time to think about how your family has shown you that they believe. That they believe in you.
After 9/11, chainsaw crews to help with cleanup efforts after Hurricane Katrina, or shipping food and water for relief efforts in Haiti, my parents have inspired me to believe in service.
Hard work builds character, and without it, we have nothing. We each have morals and values that our families have taught us to believe in. My family taught me to believe in hard work.
Our families each taught us to believe in something. Respect.
Others.
Courage. Faith.
But above all else, our families have believed in us. Your love and support have helped us become who we are today. For that, we cannot thank you enough.
God has blessed me with people, family, friends, brothers of the Alpha Gamma Rho fraternity, and others who motivate and inspire me daily. Amy, you may be the only person to understand the U2 phrase, but I can always count on you to know exactly what I'm talking about. You rode the bus with me, made for 10 spiders on my back, and loved unconditionally. The 8 years between us has not divided us, but has made us the greatest of siblings and the best of friends. Michelle, I think about you every time I drink a Coke, put on my seatbelt, watch The Lion King, or hear a flute. And although you are not here with us anymore, I know that a heart that touches the lives of others lives on forever. You will always be my big sister. Mom, it's usually during our night talks in the living room at home when I realize just how lucky I am to have you in my life. Your check-in phone calls, Christian example, sympathy to my tax tummy, selflessness, and Blarney Stones have helped me realize that love is so much more than words. Dad, I've heard people say I look like, talk like, act like, and walk like you. I am honored. You've taught me to save my money, to stay with the group, and to watch a little bit of news every day. But most of all, you've taught me the importance of respect for others. Thank you for being an example to live by. FFA members and guests, it is with great pride and love that I present to you my parents, Wade and Christy Padgett.
There is no greater blessing than the love that a family can provide, and my large family certainly has a lot of love to give. Kelby and Thania, Tanner and Tanya, Carly, Lanston, Anthonia, Nate, and Emily. Nothing brings me greater joy than being greeted by you when returning home. You are such incredible people, and I know you each have unique and special purposes. Lee, I am honored to call you my stepdad and be part of your family. I admire your willingness to help Mom, love us all, and brighten our day with humor. Mom, here we are, 7 years after our first national convention. From packing my bags to visiting with me about life on our early morning trips to the airport, you have always been there to guide me. Thank you for always loving me. Terry Lynn, your caring nature and ability to encourage impress me. Thank you for the difference that you make in my life. Dad, you are my biggest inspiration, role model, and honestly, my best friend. You taught me that I can accomplish anything I set my mind to. It is because of your belief in me that I have come to believe in myself. For your example, your wisdom, and your confidence, I thank you. To all my family, I love you. It is my great privilege to introduce my parents, Lee and Peggy Fletcher, and Anthony and Terry Lynn Schaffer.
Like those family road trips that always turned into the long ones because, of course, Dad never got lost. My family has taught me that the scenic route in life is sometimes the right road and the most memorable. Tamara, even though I may not tell you this often enough, you are an amazing young woman who has the courage to take care of your twins. I can't wait to be home so I can be a real uncle to Tatum and Kipton, spoil them, and send them back home to you. I love you, Sissy, Tater, and Kip. Mama, you're an amazing mom, I just want to say that. You have always believed in me, even though you could never get me to practice my speeches in front of you. You've been my encourager when I ran my races, you have instilled faith in me, and you are the rock in my life. I love you. Dad, from the mission trips to the golf course, you have always found ways to have fun and teach me life lessons. Lessons of service to others and patience in all situations, even when I felt like breaking a golf club. Thank you for being the man I want to be. I love you, Daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce my parents, Doug and Tawana Flatt.
It's your voice that can't be real. It was your light that shined, guiding my heart to find this place where I belong. It was your song.
Why does it take 15 minutes to cook minute rice? Why do hot dogs come in a package of 10, but hot dog buns only 8? Cooking has always been confusing, but Grandma and Grandpa, you have always been there to answer even the most ridiculous questions with patience. You have taught me how to love without question and the meaning of strength and courage. Ashley, we've come a long ways from our days of Little House on the Prairie and Imagination Studios. You are such a beautiful person, and though I don't say this much, I really look up to you. Thank you for always being my best friend. Dad, everyone always tells me that I look and act just like you, and I can say that there is no one else I would rather be like. From our similar sarcastic sense of humor to our love of roller coasters, thank you for being such a good sport as we converted you from a city boy to a farmer. Set the vibe. Mom, 22 Christmas trees every year, fair week every summer, and many Disney vacations barely begin to describe the enthusiasm and energy you bring to our family. You have always believed in me, even when I didn't believe in myself. You are the reason I am here. Thank you. To my friends and family, thank you for all that you do for me. I am who I am today because of you. I love you. It's my privilege to introduce my parents, Dave and Cheryl Rogers.
To basketball games and picking guitars to digging post holes. There was never a dull moment in the Norris home. Davina, ever since I was old enough to remember, I have always wanted to be just like my big sister. And I still wonder how I will ever fill your shoes. You are an inspiration, partner in crime, and my best friend. Stay ornery. It keeps people honest. Mom, you're the most beautiful person I know, from every track meet to livestock judging contest. You have been my biggest cheerleader and my greatest supporter. In all of my life, I have never met someone as humble and compassionate as you. When I look at you, I am certain that angels really do exist. Don't sweat the small stuff, thou shalt not panic in your buddy. Dad, you never run short of advice. The older I get, the more I value every lesson. You never stop giving, and just know that the little things you do, like secretly checking the oil in my truck, don't go unnoticed. I hope that I'm half the person you are someday, and I don't just mean in hype. To all my friends and family, thank you for your love, support, and guidance. I love you. Friends and guests, I am blessed to introduce my parents, David and Lori Norris.
It's your song that is. It was your troubles that they may bring me. Different your light that shines, guiding my heart to find this place where I belong. It was your song.
You know what they say, family is like fudge, mostly sweet with a few nuts. Well, all you'd have to do is sit down to one of the Young Family Card Nights to realize that this is true. Katrin, we haven't always been on the same page, but you have taught me more than you know about overcoming challenges and never backing down. Tara, from uncontrollable laugh sessions to being my ultimate pitch partner, you have shown me what it means to find constant happiness and that smiles are always in style. Tina, my little big sister, our love of showing cattle and trying new things has brought us so close. You are my role model, mentor, and best friend. Adam and Kevin, God knew exactly what he was doing when you fell head over heels for my sisters. Lydia and Geneva, you two have already brought so much joy to our family. I am blessed to be your crazy uncle. Mom, I am a mama's boy. We have had countless laughs, life chats, cries, and hugs. You have always been able to focus, enlighten, and inspire me with your never-ending love and compassion. You rock, Mama. Thank you. Dad, you are the most patient and humble person that I know. When I messed up, you never got mad. You continue to teach me what is right and show me what it means to be godly. You instilled in me a love of agriculture, attention to detail, and a heart for generosity, love, and forgiveness. You amaze me, Dad. Thank you. FFA friends, it is my joy to introduce my parents, Miles and Kim DeYoung.
Brothers, sisters, parents, and loved ones, thank you for always being there to believe in us when it matters the most. Your love, support, and guidance are worth more than you will ever know. Although we cannot always be with you, know that you're always with us in our thoughts and prayers.
We all have family members who have helped us become who we are today. To honor you for your love, support, hard work, and dedication, will all parents and guardians in the audience please stand to be recognized?
It was your voice that made me ring. It was your light that shined, guiding my heart to find this place where I belong. It was your